Yo, check it. I told her that she was beautiful, she said stop lying. I looked her dead in the eye and said, if you don't believe me then who will? Eventually when she stopped crying, her ruined makeup was proof that we live in a world where truth kills and self-esteem's the one dying. Death is untimely but comes right on time when fools willingly take the dark, trade sunshine in. Close windows to the soul, fall deeper into the hole, feeling like there's nobody to confide in. So they lowered their guard down and stopped fighting, like this battle is not mine, not wise enough to know that they're letting God down when they stop trying. And they don't bury confidence, they just stockpile it, use it against us as consequence of our compliance to an industry standard that hasn't got mine in mind. But minds are minds till all we've got silence. So when I said she was beautiful, all I got was silence and a look that suggested I was a fucking liar. But in a world where truth kills, depending on whose will, it's either me or her and I'm not dying. So who would you kill? Winning is not trying. When being sold, survival will put you on a lineup. The wounds on self-defense aren't strong enough to from the ill intent that will keep you down so you don't rise up. Exactly whose revolution is it we want to fight for? Whose love are you putting your life on the line for? Are you brave enough to look at what's behind the blindfold, or keep wool over your peoples to avoid the eyesore? Beauty's for the beholder and I know what I saw, but truth is always a casualty of every mind war. The fires of fallacy can provide a light for you when walking on hourglass sand watching time warp. Stop calling her beautiful and she stopped crying, then she stopped calling me back for a long time. I realized when she decided to drop me a line that all the love was lost when we forgot.